Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome to the world of boating. Greg, your first mate, that is me, along with Captain Patrick in the studio. And also connected via the web, we have Boat Show Girl. And if that weren't enough, even Captain Rusty with us. So it is
amazing.
This is like one of those magical moments in time where the planets have aligned. And, you know, we'll see if any magic.
Did you say Boat Show Girl's here?
Boat Show Girl's here. Say hi, Boat Show Girl.
Hey!
It's been a while. Yes.
Well, I know. I'm so sorry.
She still exists. You know, we thought we lost her in 2017, but here she is via the web. By the way, we're on Facebook Live today. We're trying something different and new. So everybody can see me and Patrick, at least. You can't see Rusty and Boat Show Girl.
They can see you because, as it always has been, as it always will be, the camera is on you.
Well, true, but I figured you were going to come through the scene a few times and kind of do like a Where's Waldo kind of deal.
Oh, to bring you like your strut coffee through and you massage your feet.
Now that you mention it, my coffee is already half empty. So, you might get some passing views of Patrick, but right now, it's just on me and the gear and all this broadcast stuff that we have here in the world of boating broadcast oplex.
Soon you won't even have to move out of that chair. You're just going to be totally encased in technology.
Well, I mean, this is where I live now. So I don't move from this space.
I'm envisioning Captain Pike from the old Star Trek TV series in that computerized wheelchair thing with the three lights on it.
Yep, I got them right here. Yep. One, two, three. I got more than three, actually. Yeah, I can't press the red one. You don't.
Press the red one.
No,
there was already an inbound missile alert mistakenly sent to Hawaii.
Right. Yes, you are welcome. So
that's not a joke. That's a real thing that just happened.
Yeah. Okay. Well, whatever. We'll see if we make it through the show, and if not, it'll be documented on Facebook Live around the world, so we'll be good to go.
All right.
So, Rusty. Wait, this isn't your first show?
It is.
Of the new year? It is, isn't it? Because he didn't join us last week. So what's been going on with you? Do you feel fresh and new and all
you
that
know,
kind of stuff?
I'm so excited. New Year's Eve, I went to bed at 9 o'clock that night. Got up early, went for my walk, which
you
I do.
Animal. Yeah.
I know, right? I was so excited about the new year. I'm really, really excited. There's so many things going on at Jacksonville Marine. We're hiring more people. We got lots of new ideas we're trying to do. It's going to be a really, really awesome year.
Very optimistic. That's very good to hear. What about you, Boat Show Girl? Are you more positive for 2018 as you were over 17? What do you think?
Probably.
That's good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
You'll take what you get is what you're saying. Are you just going with the flow or are you feeling a little more optimistic?
I think I've always felt a little more optimistic. It's just, you know, some strange things going on in our industry with all the, you know, things that's happening. But hey, you know, I'm looking to the future.
Okay. All right. You mean like the, the merging of companies and stuff like that? Is that what you're kind of referring
absolutely.
To?
And it's still happening.
Yes, it is. Well, I don't know. Patrick probably has some stories that we're going to share with that today. All right. Do you or no?
No.
I do. Okay. Well.
Mm-hmm. Patrick has no stories, he said.
No stories.
Why should I bother bringing? I bring 50 stories every week, and then we wind up talking about
No, don't lie.
Greg,
don't lie. You steal them from one and two.
We wind up talking
are under the threat of deportation right now, by the way.
They were born in this country.
Doesn't matter if you watch the news.
But Greg will wind up talking about, you know, how he single-handedly rode a kayak across a retention pond in the middle of a storm and how that makes him, you know, some world-class adventurer.
Well, that sounds pretty good. That mental picture you just painted, I'm like, yeah, I could see me up on the bow, kind of like George Washington crossing the Delaware, have the white hair.
Well, you got the white hair.
Put the hat on, the whole thing.
You got the hat.
Borrowed Patrick's skirt.
You got the bad teeth.
Okay. So, anyway, there's that. Do we have anything that we actually want to dive into and
cover? Well, since we haven't talked with Captain Rusty and with Bocho Girl, I think it would be apropos to defer to them first so that they could bring up anything that they are currently doing or things that we had talked about with over the past couple of shows, what we see happening in the industry this year or any goals that they may have regarding the boating industry.
Okay. Well, Bocho Girl, I can see her because we're connected via FaceTime and she just made this face like she's sick to her stomach. Like, I got nothing. Do you have something? Or what?
Boy, you're good at reading faces.
Well, hey.
No, I actually do have some stuff. The company I work for, Tampa Bay Yacht Management, we're actually, we're three companies now. We've got three different names. We are moving locations, so we're moving on up in the world. We're hiring more people. And we're developing our brand, and we're going to be attending a lot more boat shows this year. And we're talking to one of my favorite products and one of my favorite engines to see if we can become a dealer for them. So, yes, lots of exciting news.
Mm, okay. Well, there you go.
Well, what products and what engine?
Can you say?
I'm superstitious if I say, because I don't want, something to happen and us not do that.
Well, let's say if it was Seven Marine, you would say something like Fevin Doreen. That way you're not actually saying the name, but we're kind of getting an idea, and that way the jinx doesn't work.
Hmm.
It is that one. I knew it!
Wow, he's a mind reader.
Dude, I've got this stuff dialed in. I mean, how else would I know that?
Well, she was really optimistic or just, gushing over them a few months ago when she saw some of their stuff, right?
Absolutely. And still, we haven't had a chance to talk to the person we need to because they're traveling. But, hopefully soon, because we really want that. And then the product is SureShade, and they're pals of mine for the last year. So I'm just like, why don't we see if we can become a dealer for them? So we actually do have a meeting coming up this week, Tuesday.
Yeah, SureShade's been a pal of mine for about the past 6 years.
Yeah.
And, Seven Marine, of course, was bought out by Volvo Penta, correct?
Right. I knew that.
So you'll be dealing with Volvo Penta of North America as a whole, which is a great organization. And the hope is, in addition to that 557 and 627, those horsepower monster outboards, that the engineers at Volvo Penta are already working on smaller offerings. 300 horsepower, 200 horsepower, 250 horsepower, but with that iconic Seven Marine engine casing.
Right. And, a few of our customers are like, yeah, we're kind of sick of Yamaha and Mercury, so we're just like Seven Marine, please. So hopefully something will happen. Hmm.
Okay. Well, are you going to have to schmooze them a little bit or something to get them to play ball?
I don't know, because we still need to talk, so... that first initial phone call needs to happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, what gave it away in your mind there, Patrick? The fact that she was talking about it months ago?
No, I'm psychic.
You are psychic.
Yeah. I am so dialed in, so attuned to what's going on in the boating industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's just at my fingertips, Greg. I just knew. It was one and the same. It was either going to be... which is why I said and didn't say verbatim Seven Marine, or I was going to go with Volvo Penta, which is one in the same, because it was going to be one of those two. That's the hot ticket right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And with Volvo Penta now owning Seven Marine, that expands the manufacturing base. They'll be able to produce at a higher number what Seven Marine couldn't do as a standalone. And that's going to get the product out there to more people. The biggest challenge they're going to have is the technical training on the service end, is to make sure everybody's up to speed with that product, Because again, those are those Cadillac Northstar V8s sitting underneath those hoods. It's a complex piece of engineering that goes into putting that engine together.
Well, does Rusty need them too?
No. With what Rusty's carrying right now, I can't see that.
You're not looking for him, are you, Rust?
No. We're just trying to keep up
with what we got going on. So attuned to the industry, I know.
Okay. If you say so. I think you
How could I say you're listening you've been to talking me? I'm amongst yourselves. Right now.
He's about as psychic as my left. Well, I'm not going to even say. There's been enough vulgarity in the news lately. All right, we got much more of that. Not vulgarity, but boating news and information on the World of Boating coming up next. Stay close.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Hey, boaters, you know there's a lot of things to consider when you're out on the water, but what about when you want to jump in it? Well, like for a snorkel or even a dive. That's just one reason why you, as a boater, should be a member of Divers Alert Network. DAN is your dive safety organization. However, many of the benefits you get from being a DAN member go far beyond in-water activities. Just by being a member of DAN, you get access to 24-hour DAN Travel Assist. This program provides evacuation assistant coverage up to $100,000 when you travel over 50 miles from home for both diving and non-diving injuries. When you consider it's just $35 for individuals and $55 for entire families, it's kind of silly not to be a member of DAN if you like spending time out on the water. There's many more benefits, way too numerous to list here. So go to dan.org and get all the info. Whether you're into diving or not, see for yourself why it makes total sense for every boater to be a member of Divers Alert Network. That's dan.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Oh, look at this. So much fun, you'll ship your pants.
You'll ship your pants, bro!
Singing and dancing.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That is me, along with Captain Patrick in the studio with Facebook or Facebook Live. Yes. Matter of fact, we already had a request from Dave Lubes. Let's see, Patrick.
Nope.
Naked.
Nope.
His last name is Lubes.
Lubes.
So, oh, it's Lubes. I misread it. Sorry, Dave. But what do you mean? You're not going to give him what he wants?
No.
Come on, just get in the screenshot there. Let him get a piece.
It's in my it's in my contract. I gave up a considerable amount of money just to have that clause in there where I do not appear on camera.
Thank you very much. So, Captain Patrick,
we need to keep listeners. We cannot afford to lose listeners.
His contract does specifically say state that he is only secured for audio rights, and video rights are. Well, prohibited.
Yeah, by law.
Yeah.
His name is Lubes. He just put it on there.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains it.
Hi, Dave.
It.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it Lubes or Boobs?
Wrong with you?
It's kind of the screen's far away.
How do you
really
confuse an L and a B?
I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, I'm wearing my glasses, but we have the screen far away. Anyway, we'll work on Patrick and try to get him to show his his mug at some point during the Facebook Live broadcast. But anyway, let's navigate the latest boating news and information, since that's why we're here.
Well, what I'd like to do is start with Rusty. And at the opening segment, you had alluded to some stuff that you guys are going to be doing up at Jacksonville Marine. And I know one of those things you're looking at is expanding.
We are. And actually, I'm going to Orlando Friday just to drive around.
Really?
I'll look and see what's open. Hey, what has a sign
Rusty,
in
they
front?
Got this thing. It's called Google Earth. And do. I don't know, but you can actually go and get like street views and, you know, save yourself a lot of aggravation. Why would you come to Orlando on a Friday to come drive around? Maybe come on a Wednesday.
I'm going over the Land O'Lakes area. So, I want to kind of see how it feels. You know, and see, drive down, what is that, 436 or something?
Yeah. Oh, my, you're gonna travel up and down Cimarron Boulevard.
Yeah, to get a feel for the area.
Yeah, 1 mile an hour at a time.
Oh, wait, where's Land O'Lakes there? That's not
I love their butter. Love their butter.
Not Land O'Lakes, but Chain O'Lakes.
Oh, I was going to say, like, wait, Land O'Lakes, that's down like by Lakeland or something.
Yeah, no, the Chain O'Lakes.
So, okay.
Yeah, the Butler Chain O'Lakes.
All right, so out there past Apopka, is that what he's talking about?
Windermere.
Okay.
Yes, okay. Windermere and then
because when over. When you're carrying the Chriscraft product line, that is the clientele that you are going to target.
Mm-hmm. So you want to put yourself in the same frustrating mode as they do dealing with the traffic on like 436 and Cimarron.
Well, no, because when you get over to Windermere, once you
get out of that,
once you get past Dr. Phillips, okay, the traffic disappears because they don't allow traffic over in that area. It is a city ordinance.
True. It is out there.
Make sure you do have the correct vehicle, though, because they may stop you at the city limits.
No, if he doesn't have a Beamer, it's going to be fun.
Beamer. The maids drive Beamers.
Okay.
But we're going to look and just see from there all the way over to the Harris chain. You know, all the way in there somewhere.
Yeah, I'm just going to give you my 2 cents because that's what I do, and I don't care if you don't want to hear it.
Sure.
The Harris chain isn't going to be the demographic that you want. The access to water might be good, but it's going to present a problem. Really, where you're targeting is at your first call, which is the Butler chain. The boat that you have, and I think we're talking, of course, about Chriscraft.
Right.
That is, and don't take this the wrong way, that's a boutique boat, okay?
Oh, sure.
It's not a ski boat. It's not a fishing boat. And I'm talking about your classic Chriscraft that you carry. Because I know they have some other models that may go up to where you can actually fish and stuff like that. But
you won't.
But you won't. But you're talking about the older demographic, the boater that wants to go out and see or be seen, do cocktails out on the water, sunset type stuff, cruise around the lake on a Saturday or a Sunday in a very classy, you know, looking boat. Is kind of the difference between, you know, the guy who's got the that Ford pickup truck, which is a utility, kind of do everything, and then the guy who's got the Aston Martin, you know, and the
doesn't
Aston
Shaq live out there still?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And the Aston Martin is
you need a really big boat.
The Aston Martin isn't going to tow anything, and you're not going to carry a lot of people, but boy, you are going to look awesome behind the wheel. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like Chriscraft.
Okay.
And that's what we, you know, we want to find the right place. And we have the opportunity, you know, as well as to carry a smaller line, you know, that could fit on the other side of the lake or the other side of the track, so to speak. You know,
easy.
With Stingray, you know, we could get it there because they don't have a dealer there either. So, and we have one of our salespeople, one of the younger kids, he told me today, he goes, I'd love to go there and just, you know, help it get off the ground for a year. So we're really kind of, you know, mechanic would be the only thing, and we can figure that out.
You'll have no trouble finding a mechanic because the, I forget what they call it now. I don't know if it's UTI or whatever. But they are located just to the south off of OBT because that's where I would go for my Volvo Penta certification training years past. So I don't think mechanics are going to be an issue. And I may actually have a line on a guy for you. As far as your young salesperson, yeah, just tell him Saturdays and Sundays are going to be Captain Patrick's, because that's when I'm going to do all my damage.
Well, you're going to have to do your the World of Boating broadcast from the new Jacksonville Marine Orlando location.
Well, it would be, would that be Jack Orlando? No, we couldn't do Jack Orlando. That doesn't sound right.
Mm. I don't know. You're going to have to come up with a whole new name. That's, yeah, Jacksonville Marine isn't going to work in Orlando.
No, Rustin. It will.
It will?
It will.
What if you're on Mars or something?
No, Jacksonville Marine.
In Orlando?
Well, yeah. I mean, it'll work.
Have you thought this through, Rusty? Because I'm telling you, that'd be a mistake.
Well, actually, I have thought it from the standpoint, if you call it Jacks, J-A-X Marine, which is our website, then some people, they're not quite sure what that, you know. They won't make the connection.
Now, Jacksonville Marine is now, you know, has a location in Orlando, expanding. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
And I think it's a great way to brand the dealership, because it's a standalone, certainly in an area where you've got Nautiques and BMC and, you know, all these other boat dealerships in the area. I mean, it's you know, people might do it. Jacksonville Marine in Orlando. Yes, we are. There you go.
Yep.
So
that'd be fun.
It will.
Well, I think what Patrick is saying is that he's available for hire, Rusty. Oh wait, you want to work for free on Saturday and Sundays?
Well, if Rusty could get me to work for free, that he would do it. But
I have.
That's true.
You know, and who knows what the future holds in store for the World of Boating?
I know. I've been telling you since the show started.
Oh, I forgot. He's a mind reader. That's right. More coming up.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, that's me along with Captain Patrick in the studio doing Facebook Live today. Feel free to go to the Facebook page there for World of Boating, and you can watch me.
By the way, Rusty, 5% commission, 10% of annual gross sales, and a company vehicle.
Huh.
I'll send you my contract.
All right, but wait, we've got to see the view first. Because we'd be setting up like a World of Boating satellite broadcast facility there too, I would think.
Because I don't know. That's you have
to. I want to be out on the water. I want to have a nice view.
Well, then it's 20%.
Well, okay. I'll let you
10 for me, 10 for Rusty.
Oh, I thought that was like 20 between. Yeah, and then the 80 for me.
Wrong. No, 80 for Jacksonville Marine.
Wrong. No, you're reading the wrong mind there, Patrick. Just saying.
Yeah, you have no mind. I don't mind.
Okay,
so Rusty, moving forward this year, and Boat Show Girl, please chime in on this one as well. I don't know if you saw industry news this week, and I've been saying it for a while as far as the center console craze, if you will, that a couple years ago, a 53-foot center console was introduced, and now word comes that HCB, which is formerly Hydrosports Custom Boats, is going to unveil a 65-foot center console.
Wow.
Jeez.
and you got to go, why?
That's
bigger is better. That's why I asked Boat Show Girl. She agrees, right?
What is wrong with you?
I'm just saying. Bigger is better. Am I right, Boat Show Girl? Come on.
Sure.
Yeah, see? And I think Rusty would agree with that as well.
I don't think Rusty's going to agree with that. I just the
feeling.
How
do you know?
Because I'm psychic.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the serious question. Is there a market, a sustainable market, for a 65-foot center console? Answer that when we come back.
Okay. We'll give it a shot. Even though he already knows the answer because he's reading everybody's minds today. This is what Captain Patrick does. More coming up.
You're You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Come on, Wiggins, what are you standing around for here? Get on board.
Get on board. Don't fret. Don't try to worry. Just get on board. I'll take you there. Just get on board. Don't worry about your destination.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. That's me, along Captain Patrick. Captain Rusty, connected via the web. Also, Boat Show Girl. All right, so a 65-foot center console.
Well,
is what has been announced. Who is the manufacturer again?
It's what was formerly known as Hydra Sports Custom Boats.
Okay, all right. But, so they, up till then, it was 50 what?
Well, there was a... Was it a 52 or 53 that was unveiled a couple years ago down at Miami? And at that time, even with Captain Keith on from Regulator, we were kind of all kind of scratching our head as, you know, okay.
What's the point?
Well, just because you can build it doesn't necessarily mean that you should. And especially at a time where boat manufacturers are seeing a decline in large boat orders. You're seeing manufacturers scale back their 60, 50, four, down to probably about your 45-foot offerings, and instead are focusing on the large end is going to be 35, 38, 42, maybe 44-foot, just because of cost factor. This is something that you and I have had a disagreement about, where I've said that the yacht market has been softening, and you seem to take an opposing view, but it is ground. My view is grounded in fact. It has it has softened.
Like I would never let that stop me from disagreeing.
It has softened, but again, when you're talking your entry level premium boat, 19 foot is still going for about $40,000 to $50,000. It's not an inexpensive product that we're referring to, even at its entry level form. So with a 65 foot center console, which is going to have to be powered by five of those 627 horsepower seven marine outboards,
so wait, it's gonna be a monster.
It is gonna be a monster. Yeah. And I don't know how often you're going to hit that thing full throttle, because...
Well, when you're running from the authorities, running drugs, you're going to need that extra horsepower.
You wouldn't be running that boat. All the smart drug runners run smaller 20 to 22-foot
go-fast
boats.
Patrick,
yes, it is.
How do you know this? Mind reader again, huh?
Well, do you ever think that the ones that they catch offshore, they interdict the 38, the 45-footers, those are the sacrificial boats? So they're out chasing them, and they're not paying any attention to the 22 to 28 footers that are skating in under their so-called radar.
Yeah, you really know a lot about this.
I do.
Scary. I always wonder why he comes in so, you know, amped up every week here at the World.
Hey, I didn't pay for that Aston Martin by my day job. Just saying.
Interesting.
Hey, Captain Patrick, did you see where Chris Craft got Boat of the Year for their Calypso 30?
No, but I saw where Regal got Boat of the Year for the 290 OBX.
Ah, let's get that in there.
Ba-bow!
Well, we got the Calypso 30. That's the pilot house one you liked.
I didn't say I liked it. I just said that. I know that they, although it's more of a, even how you would kind of consider Cobalt to be like a status symbol boat, you know,
right.
I don't want to say that. Golf course, country club, you know, sure. Look what we pull up in, where Chris Craft has the Calypso there, where you could actually go out, and it is designed for maybe rougher water, heavier water, and to go out and, you know, partake in some fishing activities if you so desire. But again, it's been quite pleasing to see the turnaround with Chris Craft over the last, say, 15 to 18 years, where a lot of people, you know, going back that far, kind of thought that maybe they were dead in the water. And they've kind of reinvigorated themselves. Of course, they were fortunate, right time, right place, and caught the wave of the nostalgic, what's old is new again, you know, especially with their classic designs and incorporating that in a new product. And it's just not the name that's carrying them, but it's the innovation that they're putting into it as well.
Well, and those guys, the two owners, the two Steves, that they also did the same thing with Triumph Motorcycle, which was interesting. They bought that trademark out of bankruptcy court, as well as Chris Craft and then another manufacturer. And it's just kind of a cool way, I think, they go about doing some of those things.
No,
bringing it back to what it should be.
And they did it the right way, because there's other boat brands that have fallen by the wayside that have been on kind of continuous life support since 2008. And they kept, there's people that are still trying to bring them back. Fountain springs to mind. Proline springs to mind. Mm-hmm. Kind of what we would have considered iconic boat brands. And just, it's just not going to happen because it's not being done the right way, which is the way that it was done with Chris Craft.
True.
You agree with that, huh, Rusty?
I do. No, he's right. And it's really, it's a fun brand to play with, you know, and to sell. And you don't sell a lot of them, but, you know, you're never embarrassed by it.
Do you think Rusty was actually not going to agree with the positive things that I said about the boat line that he carries? Explain to me how that thought, just even fleetingly, passed through your head that would make sense to you.
Well, wait, you don't understand where I'm going with this.
No, I don't.
I'm trying to set you up as his regional manager for Orlando,
Rusty,
Jax Marine.
Listen, Rusty knows if he needs me on a Saturday or Sunday, which, in my opinion, there's not enough boat dealerships that are open fully on Saturday and Sunday,
right.
When I would consider I'd be probably shuttered a couple days during the week, like a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and let it be known that we're open for business Saturday, Sunday, when most people have time dedicate to coming to your dealership, going through the boat, spending a fair amount of time with a knowledgeable sales staff, and then possibly arranging a demo. That is the perfect opportunity. Trying to do it when people are working and they want to take time off from work, or they want to stop by and you're closing up and it's 5 o'clock, doesn't really work so well. So I think from a sales standpoint, where you focus is where a lot of dealerships, and I know one fairly big one in Orlando that doesn't utilize the Sunday strategy, I would.
All right, so you got a Sunday worker for sure.
All right, and that's great, because we're open on Sunday and Saturday. We're open 7 days a week. Well, you know, it's just...
Yeah, are you thinking you might? I'll tell you what, I'll lend my support. I will definitely draft a salary from Jax Marine as executive director. I can't actually work any hours, but I can cash a check.
But Greg will guarantee to mention Jax Marine, which isn't the name of your dealership, but he will mention Jax Marine on
of Orlando
at least one broadcast.
Unless they can come up with a better name.
Yeah. So, Bocho Girl, what do you think about this center console?
65 feet.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, I'm glad we waited for that.
Well, no. How practical is that, by the way?
It's not.
Well, what would you use a 65-foot center console boat for?
Look at me. I mean,
would it be for like skiing and stuff like that?
No, you wouldn't even be for fishing. It's going to be to go out and take your friends, and not even to go fast. It's you're going to have those five huge seven marine outboards hanging off the back. You can go idle up to some barrier island, and everybody's going to have a bunch of bikini.
That's what they sound like, right?
I don't even want to tell you what he was actually doing that made that sound.
What? Everybody on Facebook Live just saw it.
Well, they're seeing it now.
It was magic.
You're a little
delayed. It was radio magic what I just performed right there. Yeah, and you are welcome.
You're going to pull up to some, you know, barrier island with a bunch of bikini girls.
That's what it sounds like. Okay, go ahead.
I know what you're doing, and I know what you're referring to. Rusty may not, and Bocho Girl may not, but I know exactly what you are referring with that.
I don't know what he's talking
yes,
about.
Yes, you do, because when I'm referring to going out.
You are
out,
not reading my mind,
oh,
I
yes,
know.
I will tell you off air, because I cannot mention it on air.
This is so wrong.
If Bill was here, he would tell
us. I think there's a song about it.
Yes,
too.
There is.
There's a song about it?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
What, this boat is a rockin', don't
no,
come a knockin'?
No,
what?
No, no. Boat Show Girl knows exactly what you're doing. Knows what exactly.
What is wrong with you people?
Anyway, it's a status symbol boat, and it's going to be a boat that's going to probably go, you would have to think it's going to be at least a couple million for this monster.
Right.
And then where do you dock it?
So
you
it's know, a showboat and it's a go fast boat.
I mean,
there's no practicality of it, is what I'm
at 65 I'm feet. I just there's so much more boat that you could buy that would be more practical than a 65-foot center console.
Yeah, okay. More coming up.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me. Or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Hey, boaters. You know, there's a lot of things to consider when you're out on the water. But what about when you want to jump in it? Well, like for a snorkel or even a dive. That's just one reason why you, as a boater, should be a member of Divers Alert Network. DAN is your dive safety organization. However, many of the benefits you get from being a DAN member go far beyond in-water activities. Just by being a member of DAN, you get access to 24-hour DAN Travel Assist. This program provides evacuation assistant coverage up to $100,000 when you travel over 50 miles from home for both diving and non-diving injuries. When you consider it's just $35 for individuals and $55 for entire families, it's kind of silly not to be a member of DAN if you like spending time out on the water. There's many more benefits, way too numerous to list here. So go to dan.org and get all the info. Whether you're into diving or not, see for yourself why it makes total sense for every boater to be a member of Divers Alert Network. That's dan.org.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Looks like one ship was saved today, a relationship.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, that is me, along with Captain Patrick. Also, we got Captain Rusty and Boat Show Girl connected via the web. And Patrick shared with me what the sound was that I couldn't quite connect with when we were on the
but
radio.
But now you understand.
Not really, because those are totally two different sounds.
Even Boat Show Girl picked up on it.
I was making the sound of a boat with like 5-7 marine engines on the back of it, like a idling into the marina. And you were confusing that with that's a totally different sound. Wouldn't you agree, Rusty?
Those are different sounds. I can't yes. agree with that.
Yeah. And the first one was a motor boat on a boat, and the second one was a different kind of motor boating.
If there was ever a reason not to have video in the studio, that was it.
Yeah, especially when, you know, I'm using Captain Patrick.
Well, no, because now I got to go back. I got to capture that one part and then slow it down frame by frame and watch your cheeks move side to side as spittle.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Awesome.
Hey, we're probably all been aware or made aware of somebody who has forgot to put the drain plug in their boat. Rusty, you've been made aware of people who've done that, right?
I have, yeah. It's
and
every
boat,
year.
And Boat Show Girl?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Don't feel so bad. Because it didn't happen to me. Because it never would.
Right, of course not.
No. But it
a
was...
A friend of yours.
No. Well, yes. a friend of mine, as reported...
You know, that's a lie, because he has no friends.
That's true. I have to pay for them. Or make them up. Sad life. Reported this week in Popular Mechanics, of all places, that India's first and possibly last ballistic missile submarine, keep in mind, nuclear submarine with nuclear missiles, was out of commission for 10 months after someone neglected to properly close a hatch. The nuclear-powered submarine, INS Arahant, was flooded with salt water, necessitating nearly a year's worth of repairs.
So when he drove away from the sub, was he in the car turning to his friend and go, "Hey, man, did I leave the garage door up? I can't remember. Should I go back?" You know, it's one of those kind of things. You know what I'm saying?
According to an Indian Navy source, a hatch was left open on the rear left side of the ship, which we would call aft port or port aft, allowing seawater to rush into the propulsion area while the Arahant was in harbor. So it was either docked or was just making way. So Arahant was out of action for 10 months as water was pumped out of the out and pipes were cut out and replaced. Now, I want everyone who's concerned about nuclear power and nuclear weapons to pay very close attention to this next paragraph. Indian authorities likely felt the pipes exposed to corrosive seawater couldn't be trusted again, particularly the pipes that carry pressurized water coolant to and from the ship's 83-megawatt nuclear reactor. Failing pipes could not only endanger the ship's crew, but the entire submarine and her nuclear weapons. India, if you're listening, I want you to get very, very close to the radio. You need to scrap this submarine. Rusty, I know you've been around the industry long enough, and Lord knows I have been. I've dealt with boats that have been exposed, areas of the boat that have been exposed to heavy amounts of seawater, i.e. sunk. And short of gutting, say, the entire engine room from the waterline down, and even then probably going up to at least a sheer, there's really no other way other unless you scrap the boat. Cutting out pipes and replacing sections of pipe that are going to carry pressurized nuclear reactor coolant water on a nuclear-powered ship that's carrying nuclear weapons, you don't know until months or years down the road how far that corrosion has spread.
Let alone all the workers sprouting a third nipple. That is, you know, one of those side effects that, you know, it could be a red flag is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it sounds like a bad idea.
You would think, right?
So you would.
So the next time that you're out there and you see a guy at the boat ramp and, you know, maybe he forgot to put in a drain plug or something like that, just tell him don't feel so bad.
Hey, you can have a nuclear sub, dude. You're fine.
Because no matter how bad it is for you, India turned around and said,
made it worse.
Hold my beer. I got this.
Okay. Interesting. All right, so that just a little feel-good story for the new year to make people feel better about their mistakes.
You know what? More than anything, when we go to boat ramps, we tend to get a little stressed, usually, especially for popular areas. Boat ramps are crowded. People seem to take forever. We just want to get on the water and get underway so that we can go and get away from all these people. So when you're at a boat ramp, that's where bad stuff happens because, again, you get stressed. You feel like you got a rush. You forget to put in the drain plug. You forget to detach, you know, unhook your strap. You're trying to back the boat off the trailer. It's held fast. You wind up pulling the car in the water. You forget to set your emergency brake. You forget to you leave the car, you know, in neutral. Weird stuff just happens.
It's all over YouTube, and thank you.
And it is. And you just have to take a deep breath, have a checklist in your mind, and just knock them off one by one.
Yeah. Wait, not try to do that, but knock off the checklist, right?
Oh, no, knock the people off one by one. That will make it less stressful.
It'll get you more views, more likes on your video.
And close your hatch.
Yeah, close your hatch. Yeah, especially if you're a nuclear sub, you know, worker guy. All right, on that note, we'll end it till next time. Remember, whether it is sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
TTFN, ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.